When it comes time to say goodbye to someone, how good are you at doing that? You know, some of us find it a bit awkward. We like the quick goodbye and then kind of disappear, exit stage left, as it were. It's a great people skill to watch people at airports saying goodbye, parents saying goodbye to their teenagers as they're heading off on their first big trip to Europe or places like that. Or you see it also, you know, as a priest, I get to visit people in their final stages of life, whether that's in the palliative care ward or at ICU as it was this week or in the nursing homes. And sometimes you see all of the family kind of rushing to get there to make their final farewell, to be there while mom is still able to recognize them before they have to, you know, say that final goodbye. And it's important kind of skill to really experience this. Of course, in the case of Jesus, he had to do it twice, because we see him in the Gospel of John giving this long, we call it the farewell discourse, chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17 of the Gospel of John. These long chapters where he prays for the disciples, he gives them instruction, he teaches them about the importance of unity. He prays for the gift of the Holy Spirit to fall upon that community. But then, after the resurrection and he comes back to life, he kind of has to do it all again. And so we have that scene in the gospel today as he again makes his farewell. And it's very convenient that there's a cloud that is there that is able to cover him. And he's able to kind of step into the cloud and disappear in that way. And it's a reminder for us of, well, what happens in that moment? Jesus told us at the Last Supper so clearly that he had to go and that it was a really good thing that he was leaving. It was essential that he go back to be with the Father, to intercede for us, but also because he said, I'm going to send you someone that is even more powerful, more significant. You will do the most amazing and incredible works if I go. But there is this intermediate step, the first novena that we have as a church, that period between the ascension and Pentecost, when Jesus told the disciples very clearly, stay together, keep together, keep on praying, keep expressing that hope and that longing. The disciples were told by these two messengers, these angelos, these angels, you know, what are you looking up into the sky for? That's not where the action is. The action is down here. The action is where we get to pray with each other, to share the good news with each other. But first, we need to be clothed. First, we need that power that comes from on high. First, we need to recognize, I can't do this by myself. I don't have the courage that I need. I don't have the eloquence that I would long to have in order to be able to speak of the wonders that I've experienced, the gift of that love that has changed me and transformed me. And so we need, as a church, to gather, to pray, to prepare. We need to experience that longing of recognizing that we are empty, that we are broken, that we are wounded. But that's precisely the place where God can meet us. That's precisely the place where the Holy Spirit can find within us that desire that can transform us, can change us to be the people that he longs us to be. And so this year, let's not just cruise through this week as if nothing is going to happen next Sunday. Let's have that sense of expectancy, that sense that God will do this powerful work in us as a community, that God wants to unleash this power from on high upon us, that God wants us to experience that presence that can do the most incredible works, that God wants to release within us that forgiveness and that mercy that we've longed to receive, but we've always felt we weren't worthy, or whatever it was that prevented us from experiencing that power. That God can do this work in us to change us and transform us to be the community that He longs for us to be. And part of the ministry next Sunday is after this Mass, we'll have prayer teams here that are able to pray with you, that are able to just share that sense, that same experience of being broken, being needy, and yet being open to God's goodness, God's power, and God's love. Come with expectancy. Come with hope. Come with that desire of preparing to encounter the risen Lord in the power of the Holy Spirit, to know that God wants to do this incredible work with us as His people. Let's pray and let's long that God will indeed change us and transform us by our openness, by our vulnerability, and by our desire to share that life of God so freely given to us next week.